Penguin Random House Audio presents The Queen's Weapons, a Black Jewels novel by Anne Bishop. Read for you by Gary Littman. Prologue. Tersa drooped on the stool in front of her work table. Her brown hands trembled as she pushed her tangled black hair away from her face. Her gold eyes, dulled by fatigue, stared at the latest tangled web of dreams and visions that she had woven in an effort to understand the uneasiness that kept scratching at her. It would go away for days, sometimes weeks, and then it would return, scratching and scratching, daring her to remember a life best forgotten for everyone's sake, for her own sake, most of all. With this latest web, she could almost see something. But the truth of it eluded her, as so many things eluded her. Simple things. Ordinary things. Some days her body and most of her mind were present in Halloway, the village where she lived. Some days she looked at the decorated cakes in the bakery window and saw cakes. Then there were other days when she saw fragmented memories of other windows, other cakes, full of sharpness and pain and screams. Perhaps the cakes had held those things. Perhaps not. Sometimes it was difficult to tell one thing from another because she was a broken black widow and a shattered crystal chalice. The breaking had been done to her, the savage rape destroying her potential and turning her into another witch whose power had been broken by a man's spear. But the shattering that had fragmented her mind and left her forever wandering the roads in the Twisted Kingdom?